brighten up those dark mornings. Wheeler, Ollie, and Lecter. Mornings at the cabin.
Mornings at the cabin, indeed. Wheeler and Lecter with you on your Thursday morning. It's 2 degrees. There's a little bit of frost out there, but it's not too bad. Mornings at the cabin brought to you by Aurora Ford, driving the north. Today is Thursday?
Right?
Tis Thursday, said I. Last night, the real opening of the season took place in the NHL, and we had a little friendly bet yesterday that between Montreal and Toronto, and Montreal won. Lecter had to buy breakfast, and if Toronto won, I had to buy breakfast. And I suggested that Brackenberry should buy breakfast if either team played. Well, either team played, and, well, Brackenberry's not here. So I bought breakfast because the Maple Leafs won 2-1 last night against the Canadiens. Good game, though. I mean, other than it being really boring and no scoring, I mean, both goalies look pretty good. And Jonathan Drouin off his, left the team with about a month left to play, I guess, last year. Didn't play in the playoffs. Left because of mental health issues and exhaustion.
Bad attitude, I heard.
Bad attitude. That's what he had. He suffered from bad attitude. No. But he came back, scored the first goal of the season. So, I mean, he was looking pretty happy on a pass from Josh Anderson. So that was pretty nice. It looked pretty good.
I didn't watch a second of the game.
I didn't think so. You're not really into it. You claim to be this hockey fan, and then you never watch hockey.
Secretly, I hate it.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Well, it's done nothing but disappoint me.
That's right.
My
life. It stole part of your life.
Yeah.
Right?
The team I used to cheer for hightailed it out of the city, and then the team I was forced to cheer for after that has just been gone.
Should hightail it out of the city.
Should hightail.
Should get out of here.
So hockey's given me nothing but disappointment and anguish.
Lots of things to talk about this morning. Megan Brackenberry on her way as a special guest host. Hang out with her all morning and ask her, who the hell do you think you are?
Mornings at the Cabin, the podcast.
Mornings at the Cabin brought to you by Aurora Ford, driving the north. It only comes naturally that this will be our first break. Brackenberry, still not here. So she's fired. But she's leaving. I think tomorrow's her last day.
I guess if you're going to be late, you may as well be late for your exit interview.
That's right. And it's going to be a harsh one.
It's only getting worse.
Yeah, it's only getting worse every minute she's not here. If you listen to the program, which we know you do, that one person, you know that we casually slip in a Simpsons reference most every show. So this
pretty
news
sly thing, about it. I don't know if people catch it.
Right. We're not too on the nose about it. You know? Yeah. This news story caught my eye, and it's a wonderful opportunity for a fan of the Simpsons like Lecter or I. A company is going to pay one lucky viewer $6,800 American to watch every single show of The Simpsons, every single episode of The Simpsons.
Now, why?
Right. PlatInCasino.co.uk, sounds legit, is looking to hire a Simpsons series analyst to consume the entire backlog of The Simpsons. Why is now the online game site is eager for the analyst to predict what global events could happen in 2022. As we know, in memes, The Simpsons has an uncanny knack for predicting the future, foretelling the election of Donald Trump as president. That's
right.
True. That's
yep.
A true one.
They did, yep.
Richard Branson's space flight. Yeah, but he's been talking about that for literally 30 years. I don't know if they predicted it so much as took a quote that he said and then put it in the show. The coronavirus pandemic. That's not true. Horse meat scandal. True. Recently, a fuel shortage in the UK. Yeah, here's the thing about some of those Simpsons predictions. Because there's 700 episodes, you could say a lot of things and they could come true, especially things as vague as a fuel shortage or a pandemic. It didn't predict the coronavirus pandemic. I know exactly what episode this article is talking about, and that's the Osaka flu, which came over from Osaka in the episode where, what episode was it where they he got something in the mail?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can't remember, but Bart gets it and Homer gets it, I think. But that just predicts the spreading of a virus. It doesn't predict the coronavirus pandemic because, one, it doesn't go across the world in the episode. It just goes across town. And it's funny because there's that one scene where it comes around the corner and you get the POV of the flu and it comes up on Wiggum and he starts to shoot at it because it's like a scene from The Blob. Which did happen.
People started shooting at, it was at a hurricane they were shooting
That's
at.
Right. A former Simpsons writer, though, did tweet that they did predict the coronavirus pandemic when they wrote that episode. I don't
No.
You didn't.
That wasn't even the focus of the entire
episode.
It
wasn't. That was just the setup of the episode. The Osaka flu in the same episode, they find a cure to panic residents, knock over a truck, hoping to find treatment, but instead of release a hive, in a beehive in a box.
That happened.
That did happen. Yeah. That people, I mean, that short little setup for it definitely predicted some of the ways we would react to it. Again, though, you can kind of predict human reactions to things.
Right.
You know, people are going to be panicky and stupid, and they're going to try cures that don't work because, you know, there it is. But that is, where do we get these placebos? The only cure is bed rest. Anything I would give you would be a placebo. Maybe there's some in this truck, and they literally tip over a box that says danger killer bees. That's exactly what's going on. It's just with like horseworm dewormer and things like that. Or, you know, injecting bleach or drinking bleach or any of the number of things that stupid people have done to, make themselves feel like they know better than doctors, I guess. Yeah.
Anywho, so they want people to watch The Simpsons.
Right. It's a gambling website, so they want to you know, do predictions. Maybe they got bets as to what's going to happen in 2022. Like
they essentially want someone to watch and set up prop bets for them.
I guess, I don't really, but to see what The Simpsons has predicted, like they say an off-the-cuff joke, and it's like, okay, well, that could probably happen. What are the chances of this thing happening in 2022?
Right. Well, I'll give you one right now.
What?
All of the animatronics at Disneyland, of which I imagine there are a few.
Yep.
Turn on the humans.
Oh, absolutely. There is a Spider-Man in, it must be Universal Studios. No, it must be Disneyland now because Marvel is owned by Disney.
it was stolen, kidnapped from Universal Studios. Brought to Disneyland.
There used to be a Spider-Man ride at Universal Studios. I don't think it's there anymore. but they created, and there's a whole like documentary series about this, an animatronic Spider-Man, robotic Spider-Man that can like do flips. And like, you know, like contort himself like Spider-Man in midair.
Mm.
It's very cool.
That is
but
really
I mean,
cool, yeah.
it's pretty terrifying where we're headed with.
Well,
because
we can't defend ourselves against that. It's Spider-Man.
It's Spider-Man, and Spider-Man just recently found out this week wants to get married to Sophia, the AI robot that wants to have babies.
Oh boy!
So we're headed towards some sort of calamity of some sort of proportion, and certainly something will happen at some point. That The Simpsons predicted, but you can get hired by this company to watch all the episodes. You know what? I'll take a third of that and watch the first 10 seasons.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, like, you know, it sounds like, oh, what a great, super easy gig. You just get to watch this show that we've loved for all our lives.
It
but
would
at
be
some point,
awful.
After, like season 12, 10, 11, 12, 13, it becomes work.
Yeah.
It becomes really
hard. I mean, even
hard
watching it all
work.
In that a short, truncated period would become work.
Yeah.
It would be.
Well, but I'd take that on.
Right? I mean, but I'll put on an old episode every once in a while on Disney Plus. Mornings at the Cabin brought to you by Disney Plus. And kind of watch it. And it's not a chore, but I don't laugh as much because I'm just like, I've seen this episode 40,000 times. You know what I mean?
You don't laugh as much?
Not as much. I laugh inside. I'm like, but any predictions of the, say, in the first 10 years, you got any references that could become predictions? I predict the Matlock Expressway within 2020.
Very nice. There you go. Okay. Yep. Perhaps Yellowknife gets its very own monorail.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. And I have someone in mind who would be the dude. What's his name on the monorail episode?
Lyle Landley.
Lyle Landley. I've got someone in mind who lives in Yellowknife who absolutely could be that person.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's sold monorails to Hay River, Fort Simpson,
and
then by gum and put them on the map.
It really did.
Why not Yellowknife, right?
Why not Yellowknife? Yeah. Well, that's a good gig. That's a pretty good gig. $6,800 to watch. Like, it's 700 plus episodes. I imagine you apply at Platin, Platin, casino.co.uk.
Can you send me that?
I will send you that.
Already
this is a Newsweek article, so you know it's accurate.
Yeah, I already missed out on those cannabis sampling job offers.
Yeah,
I can't miss out on the Simpsons watching job offer.
Oh, I mean, there's going to be an ayahuasca sampling job offer at some point. Go for that one.
Mornings at the Cabin, the podcast where we cut out all the great music and you're left with the rest.
Mornings at the Cabin, brought to you by Aurora Ford, driving the North. Also brought to you by Disney Plus for some reason, because we like the Simpsons. Oh my goodness!
Oh my God!
Is this the last time we hear Mancini on the morning show? I love this.
Could be.
Love it.
Could be. This is a sad day.
Hello.
That's what a baby elephant would sound like.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
It's me. I'm back.
Damn, Megan, Brack again. That's pretty good.
Ba-dum-cha-cha-chow.
Megan Brackenberry joining us as a special guest host this morning. Not just for one break, but possibly for many more. We just wanted to hang out. Tomorrow's your last day with us here at Cabin Radio. Moving on to Up Here Magazine to write long form, blah, blah, blah. Surely there's some essay about the changing of the leaves that is going to be really, really important to read.
You know what? It's like the NPR of
world. Yes, it is. The NPR of the Northern magazine world. Every time I'm reading it on an airplane, which is literally the only place I read Up Here Magazine, it always sounds like that. You know, the northern landscape just captures the imagination with its blustery winds and ever-changing landscape.
You know what? I'm into it.
Right? I know you are. I know you are. We're very excited for you, though. Congratulations on the new gig. Tomorrow, your last day here with us, but we wanted to have you in one last time. So thank you for getting up really early.
I know. It was a struggle, I heard you were roasting me for being late.
Yeah,
especially
on your exit interview show. Yeah. Like, we're not going to do the exit interview yet. Yeah, we'll do it at 8 o'clock.
You said 7:30, so I
did.
I budgeted for 7:30, right? And then at 6:50, you're like, get in here now. And I was like, I am not awake.
That's the challenge. Did you say you budgeted for 7:30? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Budgeting my time. Yeah.
Right. So you were up late last night and you're like, I got another half an hour because
I
budgeted
partying.
For
7:30.
You're partying hard. I know how you do.
As you do on Wednesday.
Well, first off, let's start off with what we were talking about. Like,
Look, you don't need to go anywhere or be with anyone to have a party.
That's true. Shania Twain taught us that.
That's my thoughts.
All right. That's right. That's right. Alex just went, oh. Be with me. We can have a party. What we were talking about before you came in, platincasino.co.uk is hiring someone to watch all the Simpsons episodes.
Yes.
For £5,000, GBP, which I correctly predict is about $8,500 Canadian. Now, this is an 8-week job. And we looked up, we're going to apply for it, Lecter and I.
Can you apply as a team?
No, I don't think so. It looks like you got to be one person, and it's going to be they say it's 8 weeks of work. You got to work a minimum of 35.5 hours a week to get all 284 hours of the TV show and the movie.
Well, so here's an idea. We could just say that, it's just me applying.
Right.
We could, like,
and then
split the money.
I mean, who's to say?
Yeah.
Right? Well, Platin Casino.
Like, what still sounds made up?
Why not Planet Casino?
Yeah, right.
Probably someone else took that.
That's a little too on the nose.
So, Lecter and I were saying that this would be a great job for us because obviously we're very big Simpsons fans. Mm-hmm. What show would you want to do to watch every episode? And don't say Gilmore Girls.
I was not going to say Gilmore Girls.
You're a real Rory. is that a reference to that?
I have no idea.
I think so. Now that you say that, though, I do have a craving to watch that because it's very fall-like.
Gilmore
Girls.
That's true.
Just like a select few episodes. I think I watched like one season and then was like, okay, I'm done.
I think that's an accurate description of that show. It's like, it feels like fall, this show. Like we're about to head into a desolate winter. We watch this show. It's like, that's what's going to end this show, is a desolate winter. It's a show filled with terrible people.
Is it really?
In real life or in the show?
Well, no, in the show. I think in real life, I don't know if Alexis Bledel is a bad person or whatever. Lori Graham seems like a cool person, right?
Yeah.
Apparently the dude, the guy with the backwards hat who like never did anything ever again.
Oh.
Apparently he's not great, but there you go.
Oops.
That's the only thing I know about the show.
We all know Melissa McCarthy's a piece of garbage.
Was she in that?
She was. She was sick.
Is she a piece of garbage?
No, she's
not.
Oh,
I was like, I thought we liked her.
Apparently she's like the loveliest person ever.
I was like, she seems lovely.
Yeah.
But speaking of lovely people, I think my show would be...
Lovely People?
No. Is that a show?
No.
Probably...
WB.
yeah, pretty white kids with problems.
Probably The Office, because I've already seen it a bunch of times.
Right.
And so I could just take the money and F off as it were.
Yes.
So yeah. Eloquently put.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait for you to do that long form.
Yeah. My vernacular is real great.
Yeah, I would have guessed that with you, with The Office.
That tracks. Yeah. The that Office, track. Or yep. I guess if I wanted to challenge myself, like, I don't know, like Ken Burns' Vietnam War documentary.
I mean, you could watch all of that. Wow. You could watch all that in a week.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
really good. I mean, it's incredibly detailed. It's almost, it's like a podcast documentary, basically. You can
almost
have it all kind
detailed.
Of in the background.
Yeah, but you're not going to get paid 8,000 bucks to
that's
watch
right.
that.
That's every Ken that's Burns true. Documentary, though. It's like, this God. Is a little too detailed. But they are very good. But, yeah. I mean, The Office, that makes sense. I could see someone paying someone to watch all The Office and, like, come up with
but
come
it's
up
not
with
still going. That's the only thing. So
well, that's
I couldn't
the thing,
predict.
Right? Yeah, it's not predicting anything. So the whole reason, and we were spot on once we read the description of why Platin Casino is doing this is because they want to figure out what The Simpsons is going to predict, and they're going to place bets on it.
Yeah,
right. So they want the analysts to make notes and be like, this is what could happen. What are the and then they send it to their analysts at the casino and they analyze it. Predict possible.
Analysts at the casino. Interesting.
I mean,
not to disparage the casino, but I.
Yeah, how dare you disparage a house of gambling?
This show is brought to you by Platin Casino,
the loosest slots in town.
I mean, I feel like you would better predict, though, by just paying attention to the world.
You and your generation.
Well, no, but like, right? Like, they predicted Trump, but maybe because they saw what was going on. Like, The Simpsons predicted Trump, but maybe because they, like, were paying attention to the news or something.
Well,
I
mean, they were paying attention. They were obviously, like, The Simpsons was staffed by a bunch of, like Ivy League writers who, like, you know, paid attention to the world. But, I mean, right. I think they saw how ridiculous things were going to become. And they were just like, yeah, Trump will probably be president at some point. It's a funny joke. And, like, you hear writers now talk about it, and they're like, yeah, that's terrifying that came true.
Yeah.
That's what made it such a great joke, because it was such an absurd notion
such,
in reality.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, and right? Then, it was so absurd that's why it was such a joke. Because as soon as you hear that, you're like, oh, my God, that's hilarious. That would never happen.
Yeah.
Cut to 15 years later, boom.
It happened. And yeah. I wonder what it'll be like in the history textbooks when they teach about that period of time.
Well, I mean, it'll be.
I mean, the
it'll
world be will
be
over
section,
by then.
It'll
but...
be in the section of like the crumbling of Western civilization, and it won't. Right. And it won't even be like the catalyst. It'll be like somewhere in the middle because this has all started to collapse. You know what? I'm gonna say, the assassination of JFK. That's when it started to go all the way downhill. I
Why
recently
that?
Watched. Wow. I recently watched Oliver Stone's JFK, so I'm all into it right now.
Oh, wow.
Actually, very prescient movie if you watch it now because it deals with a lot of like conspiracy theories.
Is that the one about the
about
like,
JFK?
Kevin
yes,
Spacey or not Kevin Spacey? Kevin Costner.
Yeah,
and he's like he's what is it called? Zepper Films.
What? Oh, okay. Zapruder Film.
Zapruder Film.
It's only the most famous piece of film like ever. But
I knew it.
It's a Zephyr film.
That's good. I didn't even know what you're talking about. So
okay, so the Zapruder film. Is, the Zapruder film is the famous film that shows Kennedy being assassinated.
Oh, I didn't know it had a name. I just thought it was
the footage
the
you
Kennedy
always
footage.
See of the assassination is that Zapruder film.
That you always see. Because I mean, we always, every I mean, day,
okay,
we
but,
all see it.
All right, so, okay, listen. Just because you don't watch the JFK assassination every morning like I do for breakfast doesn't make it weird. Okay, The Office. That makes sense. That makes sense. I would watch that.
Yeah. The thing that I would struggle with is watching after when Michael leaves, because I have refused to watch past that.
I've never watched past it either.
I won't do it.
Okay, so season 8's not awesome. I do like James Spader. I do like James Spader as Robert California. They just didn't give him anything much to do. Right. Then season 9 kind of is a rebound, but not really. So that the Office would suffer from a very similar problem that The Simpsons would suffer from, except it would be much smaller because The Simpsons has 21 seasons that
did
I'm like.
Did The Simpsons not rebound?
Oh,
where did they drop off?
They're like kind of season 11 and 12, they started to drop off.
Yeah.
And now they're in season 33. So, I mean, like, there's more seasons of Simpsons that I haven't watched than I ever have.
Yeah.
So there'd be a lot where I was like, just kind of slogging through.
So, as you can see, we'd have some serious work to do. If
a lot
we
of work.
Yeah. It's not all.
It's not going to be
beeps
fun at all.
And giggles.
No beeps. No giggles.
As the Germans would say, it's not all smiles and sunshine.
That's right.
The Germans say?
That is a Simpsons reference.
Oh.
Well, we should get into the news. We're going to do more breaks than usual this morning. because I want to keep chatting with her, and we'll do the exit interview and all that stuff. So we're if you tuned into the program for the music this morning, you're going to be disappointed.
The Mornings at the Cabin podcast was recorded before a sort of live, thankfully not in the studio, audience.
Hashtag Brexit. That's right.
Oh, that's what you guys are. That's what that is.
What'd you think it was?
I thought you were just saying Brexit in a funny way.
Brexit.
I don't know why we would be talking about Brexit.
Brexit. Oh.
There it is. Tomorrow's her last day. So she's hanging out with us this morning. Thanks for joining us. Mornings at the Cabin brought to you by Aurora Ford Drive in the North. Just having a free form discussion about literally anything. That's right.
Freewheeling discussion.
That's right.
That's all I have.
Very good. Very good.
It's
one of your strengths is to start a thought and not finish it.
Freewheeling Megan Bracken.
You said your mother's listening this morning.
She is.
Yes. Very nice.
Morning, Carrie.
Hey, Carrie. Carrie Lynn Brackenberry.
What's she going to listen to now?
I don't know.
I know she says Brackenberry. She's probably saying it sternly to the phone right now. Brackenberry.
Not Barry.
But it doesn't. It doesn't have the ring. It doesn't ring. It does, like, you're Megan Mary Brackenberry. How does your garden grow?
Man, that's lovely.
Isn't it great? It's the best. It's
adorable name to say.
I hope Sims isn't listening. You're my favorite.
You might have to change your middle name to Murray, though.
Megan Murray Brackenberry.
Gotta keep the rhyme.
Well, yeah, where I'm from, Hickville. It's not called Hickville, it's called Perth, but it's in Hick country. Anyways, would kind of talk Megan Murray Brackenberry.
Brackenberry. I don't think we should say that. Mornings of the Cabin brought to you by Perth, Ontario.
I didn't know that was a dialect anywhere in
Ontario. Love you, Perth.
Lecter, you've got it up on the board. The Beatles documentary trailer dropped yesterday on YouTube. Have you seen this trailer, Megan Mary Brackenberry?
No, I did not know that this was a thing.
So Peter Jackson has put together a documentary about the Beatles. Three parts. It's starting on November 25th.
You know Peter Jackson, right?
Oh my God.
Give me some other
Lord of the Rings.
I've never seen Lord of the Rings.
Have you seen the Hobbit movies?
I saw the first one.
Okay, yeah. Those are terrible, but Lord of the Rings is great.
Yeah.
But did you see that World War I documentary when we were young? Megan, why are you on the show?
usually I'm good with this stuff, but I
So anyway, he found there was like 50 hours of footage of them recording
Let It Be.
Pardon me. It's actually called Let It Be. I'm an idiot. But so there's like 50 hours of footage that was like locked away in a vault of recording the album. So their last album, obviously. So you're going to see a lot of, you know, a lot of side eye from John and Paul.
Spicy.
Yoko has been edited out.
Really?
But anyway, there was 50 hours of this footage that was unearthed. And Peter Jackson, what he did with When We Were Young, he used the technology that he used this new technology to really remaster this old footage. So he's done that with this Beatles footage. It looks incredible.
Yeah.
And it's like the most, you know, candid documentary about the Beatles ever.
Candid.
And now that they're almost dead, I mean, that's the time.
Might as well. Right. Yeah, roast them. Get them, Ringo.
Get him, Ringo. it looks incredible, and it's going to be on Disney Plus on November 25th.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wasn't John canceled recently?
John Lennon?
John's been canceled a while. But I mean, he got canceled in 1980 by Mark David Chapman, permanently. Is that too much?
Mark David Chapman.
Yeah, the guy who shot him.
The murderer of John Lennon.
He canceled him.
Yeah. The most serious type of canceling.
Okay, very good.
I
don't know. Louis C.K. got canceled pretty hard. No,
because it came out recent. Well, not recently. Maybe it's something we always knew. Kind of like with Michael Jackson, that we always knew that he had
he was John Lennon
sexually assaulting people. But
okay, whoa,
we allegedly.
I don't think that is that what was going on with John. I know John had
not
domestic
John.
Violence.
No,
issues.
There was
that
yeah.
was it. Yeah, yeah where yeah. like he like,
but there's... he's not been canceled. That's always been kind of a thing
known?
Around him, known around him that he and mm-hmm. but he. He even spoke to that before he died, right? So he spoke
to... Well, but he said it. He was like, I've always, been really violent towards women. But it, does it really make it better that
whatever.
He owned up to it?
No. I don't think that's the quote.
I read the quote. It's, more or less...
Yeah, is it?
That, yeah.
Okay. But, I mean, So I'm not saying that that's I'm not defending anything like that, but I think it was addressed before he passed. So he's been unquote canceled.
Yeah.
Like since before he died.
Yeah.
That was brought up before he died.
I'm sure there's
facing accusations then.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm sure there's some 19-year-old that like 2 years ago just discovered this was a thing.
And it's like, I'm never listening to the Beatles again. Right. It's like, great.
We got
to
get rid of his
no
memory.
One cares.
Erase John Lennon.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So you might be right.
Well, thanks for bringing it all down. I mean, the documentary looks great. I'm going to have to watch it through those glasses now, thanks to Brackenberry.
That's funny, though, that it's the most candid one. Are the other ones, like, lying?
Very informal.
Well,
yeah,
I mean,
no.
Okay. Do we understand what candid means?
Yes.
Okay.
Candid means very forthright, honest, very, like, pulling no punches.
I don't know yet that the others were lying. Have there been other documentaries about the Beatles?
Oh,
I guess there's
just a bunch of nonsense.
Just a bunch of nonsense.
Oh, just garbage.
Them skipping around.
Yeah, it's
in
them just
LSD
them all
haze.
Just saying that we're like, ah, oh, we get along really well.
Yeah, that's right.
Everybody's real family.
Yeah.
I don't know whose accent
they
was that.
They started music.
That's right. That was none of the Beatles.
They invented the guitar.
Which
all that kind of
nonsense. As you do.
Nonsense.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, help us. Is that, that was the documentary. Help us.
You know what's interesting?
The Beatles not help.
Not really Beatles related. Sorry, this is kind of
no,
a
this
jump.
Is what we're doing. Yeah,
but
keep on talking.
Just Beatles? Oh, okay.
It's an all Beatles.
Like, so another British singer, like Rocket Man, I rewatched it this weekend recently.
I heard that was really good.
Oh, Elton
it
John's
is,
been canceled. Sorry, we can't.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
Bye, Elton. But no, I don't.
Because he did a song with Dua Lipa, and that was it.
He's also implicated in the newest leak of the Pandora Papers.
Who isn't? You know, SNL. Just before we get into the
Elton John. I don't know what any of that is.
But so was Ringo Starr.
Before we get into the Elton John thing, yes, the Pandora Papers are brutal and that something needs to happen. And at the same time, if I had hundreds of millions of dollars that I didn't want taxed and there was a loophole that was completely legal, I'd probably take it.
Well, Jesse Wheeler.
There we go.
A 1% apologist.
Wow.
Interesting revelation this morning.
Or at least I thought it was legal, but what they did, this turns out, is not technically legal.
Mm. What, not paying your taxes?
No, sheltering money offshore so you don't have to pay taxes. So you pay, you still pay your taxes, but you pay on a very small percentage of what you earn.
Because
you've taken your money and been like, go to the Cayman Islands.
Yeah.
And start a, you know, shell business or something.
And so they can't claim that money on your tax, whatever.
That is exactly right.
Oh, and for those keeping score at home, Shakira also canceled.
Yeah.
I only know so much about that because I've dabbled in that myself.
You've dabbled in offshore?
You've dabbled in offshore?
My
what?
Very limited funds and put them in...
In Switzerland?
Yeah.
Have you really?
No.
Okay. I was like, really? Take like millions. 10 grand and was like, I'm just going to put this elsewhere. So I have to pay that extra percent on my taxes.
The amount of money she has made from cabin radio.
Oh my God.
You wouldn't
not
think.
Going
well, we're government funded
the...
authoritarian style. So.
Yeah. You wouldn't think, but we're all rolling in it over here.
That's a thank you to Brandon for that email yesterday. Thank you. For reminding us that we are government-funded authoritarian-style media.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brandon.
You're not. You got to stay on that comment. That comment email thread. Like
I'm not on it.
You're not on it
now.
Oh,
no.
Thank God.
Oh, well.
Should I? Well, because here's the thing, too. I'm leaving cabin, but I'm not really leaving. I'm like leaving, but like also
not
like Ollie and I have talked about like I'll probably continue freelancing.
Right.
Or stuff
and
like
that's great. And I mean we were talking about like having a path for you to come back, just in case up here sucks. You know, I'm sure it won't. I'm sure you're going to do great.
Thank you.
a good bunch of people over there, I think. I don't know. But I mean, yeah, what if you go over there and it turns out not to be the thing? We want a path for you to come back, right?
Aw, that's nice.
Well, we need the bodies in the room. We need the bodies.
Yeah. It's more, it's just about.
Bodies.
What do you get? Do you get like bonuses for every employee?
What?
No, actually, that would probably put you in
bonus,
the hole.
We get bonuses from the government.
That's right, yeah.
We're run like the territorial government here. Every employee that the cabin radio has, we get an extra 30 grand from the federal government.
Yeah, that's
whoop,
right.
Whoop. Pretty exciting.
Gotta inflate those numbers on the cabin radio census.
Yeah. Oh,
make sure we get that funding.
But all I was going to say about Rocket Man was that I don't actually like Elton John's music that much. Like, there's a couple songs where I'm like, yeah. And I can appreciate, like, his significance and influence, but like I don't like listen to him on the regular, and there's actually several songs where I'm like, ugh, like Candle in the Wind, ugh. Your song?
Wow.
Your song is great.
It's boring.
Tiny Dancer?
I do like Tiny Dancer.
Okay. Because your song is one of my mother's favorite songs.
Aww.
Yeah, but Lindsay.
Sorry. But I do love that movie, so it's interesting. I like Taron Egerton's versions of Elton's song.
And he did do his own singing in that.
He did a great program. Job.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Which is something that Rami Malek didn't do. But again, how are you supposed to sound like Freddie Mercury?
You can sound like Elton John. You can't sound like Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, you can sound like Elton John.
No offense, Elton.
Okay, Betty and the Jets?
Yeah, that one's fine. It's kind of a stupid song.
Leroy?
Danielle?
Other songs named after dudes?
I like his version of Pinball Wizard.
I don't like that at all. I haven't
Why
even
not?
Heard it. I just don't like the sound of it.
Ow.
It's actually very good.
Is it? I don't think
it is very good.
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Clearly you haven't seen Tommy, but yes, because he plays. Anyways.
Who's Tommy? Yesterday, Will Shatner, I call him Bill, Bill Shatner shot into space.
Just rolling into something else. Okay.
Well, yeah, that's what we're doing here.
Okay.
Freeform, baby.
All right.
We talked about the Beatles and how they're canceled. We talked about Elton John, how he is also canceled. Mm-hmm. Bill Shatner, not canceled, sent into space yesterday by Jeff Bezos, just threw him up in there.
Bezos canceled?
I mean, he should be.
Anyone who's
worth like $300 billion should be. Yeah, you're canceled.
Is it Bezos or Bezos?
It's
Who
Bezos.
Cares?
And I actually just thought of that as I said it because I saw a thing on a radio group yesterday, someone being like, it's Bezos. It's like, who cares?
Who
it doesn't
cares?
Matter. Yeah.
Like, really?
Who cares?
I'm going to intentionally pronounce it Bezos from now
Bezos.
On.
What a self-made man with a small loan from his mother and father of $500,000.
We all know what we're talking about.
Great.
God.
Great.
Have you guys seen Inside? Sorry, I've dropped it.
Inside the what?
Will Burnham?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, no, I haven't seen
it. I just found out yesterday he's 6'6". That's insane.
Oh, wow.
He doesn't look that tall.
I haven't seen it either.
Oh, great. Thanks for bringing it up.
Cool. But I've listened to the music and it's good. Anyways.
So yesterday on the, I think it's called Blue Origin, the rocket, they sent him up into space. So the same rocket that Bezos went up in last month. But they sent Bill Shatner up. He's the oldest person to ever go into space, which is very cool. He's 90 years old. Looks great.
I had no idea he was that old.
I don't even think they do an orbit. They just kind of go up and then like go up a little bit and then come back down. I think he's in space for like 10 minutes.
Like why? How much does that cost?
It costs a lot of money, but this is this is going towards, you know, possibly getting, you know, people in space as like
taxpayers
a tourist
are only footing like 70% of the bill.
But I mean, if you can get, if you're looking at this long form with cynical eyes, like I do, these are the first steps for rich people to get the hell off the planet before it destroys itself. Well, we all sit down here. Has anyone seen Elysium? Neil Blomkamp's Elysium? That's what
no.
it's going to be like.
Where do they go, though? They can't just sit in space.
Space station. So in that movie, there is a space station that revolves, that circles the Earth.
Right.
And the rich live on that, and the poor live on Earth.
As you do. Well, it's kind of already.
It's kind of already there.
Kind of already there.
They do live on another planet.
Yeah.
But what was very cool, obviously, William Shatner had very strong ties to Star Trek. This is one of the reasons he was sent up there, right? But his reaction to it is quite beautiful. Like, he's very taken aback. He comes back down. He's crying. He's very emotional because he's never seen
him. Oh, shut up, Bill. Sorry. I don't know. People going into space.
I mean, Bill Shatner,
like,
he didn't, like, I mean, it's not his fault.
He's fine, I guess. But I'm just like,
but at least he's rich from, like, you know, I don't know, from entertainment, talent. Yeah, I mean, not to say that Jeff Bezos isn't talented.
I'm not saying that Bill, what's his nuts, bad, but I just, I don't know. I'm like, I don't really care. Just because you had the money to pay to get up there, and now you're like, oh, it's so beautiful. I'm like, I don't care.
Oh, Bragging Bear, this is why you're my favorite. Your brain and my brain. You just have to be 20 years younger, and like I think the same way. That's funny.
I'm kind of right there with you, Brad.
Yeah.
I like
his reaction that it was genuine, and at the same time, I understand where you're coming from. It's like, rich people shooting themselves into space. This one is not Bezos shooting himself into space. It's giving someone else the opportunity.
It's Bezos shooting someone else rich into space.
Yeah,
which is very courteous of him.
Very
giving.
But
I think he's only sad because he went up there and came down. He's like, turns out it is flat after all.
No! Everyone was right.
Oh, no.
Wait, what did he say? Sorry, I cut you off.
He just talked about how beautiful it was. I don't have the clip on me here. It's just like, he's, you know, I've never seen anything before in my life. And this is something that like astronauts have said, like guys that have went to the moon, but also guys that have just done laps and right. saying you just want to grab someone like a politician or something like that, grab their head and make them look at it and be like, this is real. This is what you're fighting for. Nothing else matters other than the protection of this thing that we're on.
Right.
Rather than, yeah. you know, small, insignificant details about, you know, the politics and things.
Well, let's get Justin yeah. Trudeau up there then.
Oh, my God.
Do you think he'd be rich enough to get up
He'd be such a
there?
Blubbering mess, and he'd come back, and he'd just be like, oh, God, this is so disingenuous.
He'd be like...
he'd do it like what he did when he went to India. He'd like dress up as an alien and going, yeah. just like, trying to be culturally appropriate.
Right. Yeah. Start doing then, Martian dances.
Yeah. And then it would leak that he was dressed up in Martian face.
Yeah, exactly.
Years.
He'd be in gray face.
Green face.
What a jerk off.
Justin, will you ever win?
No, he won't. Well, he has. Three times.
Yeah, three times. Okay.
Yeah. He's got a good streak going.
Yeah, he's doing pretty good, actually.
that was pretty good. Okay, let's we'll hit back with some music here, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit with Brackenberry a little bit more, and then we'll finish up with your exit interview. I got to tell you, it's not looking good.
The Mornings at the Cabin podcast.
So heading into the, this is, I mean, not the last break. I mean, it's going to be a nice one. So we'll do not for you. My computer's just froze, bro.
Oh, great.
I can't do anything.
Well, I guess we just got to talk till they come back.
But I can't start any music.
Well, I guess we just got to talk till they
okay,
come
great.
Back.
Okay, mm-hmm. great. Oh, now I got nothing to talk about. What are we talking about?
What awful timing.
No, terrible.
We're out of subject.
We're out of subjects to talk about. Yeah. So you start your new job. Can you talk yeah. about it at all? Like, what are you
going to
be doing?
Yeah. So I'm going to be doing, I'm an associate editor is the title. So essentially I'll just be like writing long form pieces for the magazine, mm-hmm. but also like helping to edit other people's pieces. They do the magazine. There's the Up Here Business. So I'll probably be writing some stuff for that, yeah. which like profiles businesses in the North and Move Up Here, which is kind of like a pamphlet almost, like encouraging people to move up north, essentially.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, but
what's so funny about that?
No, my mom says that's her favorite part of the magazine.
Yeah.
So
no,
yeah.
That pamphlet's gonna be great. It's gonna be entitled "So You've Got Nothing Else to Do."
No.
So you've run out of options.
No.
No, I'm joking.
So you
this
need
is the land
jobs.
Of opportunity
yes.
for now.
So I'm very so doing that, doing some editorial duties, kinda like yeah.
Okay.
Like sourcing photos. There's a newsletter that they put out, which kind of compiles, sorry, like the most interesting stories of the week or month, and like from around the North. And
yeah.
so sending that out. And it's interesting too because it does span like the three territories.
Okay.
So I'll
yeah.
be able to write about stuff in the Yukon and Nunavut. And
there's nothing to write about the Yukon.
No. You
Ooh,
are
we got mountains.
Saucy.
he just hates the Yukon.
Why
I don't pay no attention to him.
Yukon's beautiful.
Yeah, so is the NWT.
The NWT is beautiful too.
More beautiful and more challenging. So
wow.
More challenging.
As my dad always said to me, one person's successes don't take away from your own.
Yes, they do. the Yukon gets more tourism dollars than we do. Is it, yeah. and in fact, siphoning money from this territory. But as Nicole would
How
say, don't hate it because you ain't it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is, you think Nicole, you think that.
I hate it when she says it.
it's true, though.
Because I'm
true.
Like, damn it, it's true. She cut me her cow.
Yeah.
She gets me
beautiful,
every time.
And Nunavut is beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
As well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, beautiful stuff.
All beautiful.
Do you have anything like anything in the can already? Like, you're going to hit the road running or what?
I'm not 100% sure. I think like when I get there, and it's interesting too because it. Oh, bless you,
Good
sir.
Good lord.
You talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, thanks.
And then.
Go blow that out.
Like it's different too because it's not breaking news. So
right.
like where the news cycle is constant, like this,
yes.
like it's like on
yeah,
a production
a bit
schedule.
Of a break. Yeah, yeah.
Which honestly, I'm looking forward to.
Right.
I like breaking news is exciting in its own way, but I've always wanted to like work in long form because
yeah.
I tend to gravitate towards long form writing. I tend to get more out of like investing myself
right.
in a story, talking to people, and like researching a subject deeply, and then writing about that. I find that. That's
more
why.
Stimulating. Yeah yeah.
yeah, yeah, yeah. And I like to write more like fluffily, I guess.
no,
I
that's
liked,
good. That's
yeah,
good. Yeah, a little
so.
Bit. Yeah, I like that a little bit more flowery. But
yeah.
I mean, yeah, I totally know what you mean. Like with the breaking news, that's why I'm like, we send messages and we like say to you guys, like, thank you so much for everything you're doing, because you're not getting any time off during this time of COVID and outbreak. It's nuts. Yeah.
And I will say too about like the cabin crew, and this isn't me like puffing myself up, like this is me like puffing
up. But here you go.
All in. But not to toot my own horn, but toot toot.
Toot titties.
No, like it is very, like it can be really hard on your mental health,
right,
just because it is a constant cycle, and it doesn't help when people are like
horrible,
barraging you and being like
when they're horrible pieces of human garbage. Is that too harsh? This is one of the reasons we shut down the comment section, and we still get these emails like, how dare you shut down the comment
section?
You're censoring us. This is a country with free speech. It's not. It's not a country of free speech.
There's nothing preventing you from
sharing
it to your own page and saying whatever you want.
Yeah, we were literally called authoritarian style media, and while we are government funded, and that's partially true, but it's not totally true. That's why we shut down those comment sections, because you guys were getting bombarded with just garbage from people, just the worst of people.
And I feel like, I think it's Ollie kind of took the brunt of it, because Ollie and Louisa were the ones who were actually like moderating
dealing with it.
Yep. So like they did a really good job of kind of shielding us from that. But like it can be really hard to like stay motivated and want to try and do like a good job. And like I will say, all the reporters at Cabin are very careful about how they write.
Of course.
And make sure that, again, of course, they're being truthful and writing it in a way that's, like, I don't know, like, sensitive, especially when it's a certain issue.
But about like, also clear and, like, easy to read.
Exactly. Laying it out.
Yeah.
Being truthful and not being sensationalist. Like, we really do strive to do that. So it is tough when there's a lot going on online.
Right.
But, my hat's off to them, because it really takes a certain type of person to be able to do that and have a like thirst for it, and the people at Cabin do. So my hat's off to like the newsroom, and not me. I'm talking about the other reporters.
I'm not going to lie to you. This is the most eloquent I've ever heard you.
What did I miss?
That's a compliment.
Thanks.
No, she's just going over like how hard it is to be like the switch to going to long form and having like a bit of a space to breathe, rather than like sitting there waiting for the next story, doing a story and be like, okay, I'm done, I'm gonna go for lunch, breaking news, and it's like, oh god, and it just kind of, the cycle begins anew. And you guys do a fantastic job, and that's me totally tooting Cabin's horn. Gotta toot that horn.
It's so important, like such a like public service to have that, like obviously breaking journalism and daily news. But it really does take a certain type of person to want to do that for a long time.
So that's why
I, like, I look at Ollie and he's like, I love it. I'm like,
he does.
Wow.
But you are insane.
But I mean, another reason we shut it down is because there's only so many pithy diplomatic responses that Ollie can come up with. Like, and he does it so well, and like with nary a wink unless you knew kind of thing, like to anything else. Right, and he's just kind of like, it's a tough line to walk, and he walks it very well. It's a tough line for everybody to walk. And
90% of his responses were just read the article.
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
But read the article, and so
it could be two paragraphs of something, and then just read the article, for God's sake.
Yeah.
So
magazine is always something that I've wanted to do and try, and this was an opportunity that presented itself. I subscribed to Up Here, and I've always really enjoyed it, and so I was just really. It was an
opportunity
that I really felt I had to take, because I was like, I don't know if I would get this anywhere else.
Right.
And it's something that I've always wanted to do and try. So it kind of aligns with
what
I wanted to do. And they were talking about like getting into podcasts and stuff. And like,
God, that's everybody wants to just follow our suit.
You guys.
We'll get into podcasts too. It's like, give me a break. Give me a break Up Here.
Yeah.
No, I would love to hear an Up Here podcast. I would love that.
I think it would be good. And I'm really excited to go and tackle it. But I will say it was a very tough decision to make. Like, I was almost in tears, like, trying to make the decision.
Almost in tears, but not actually in tears.
Didn't actually cry.
Right, because you were pretty happy to be leaving this job.
Like,
that just became
too
hard for you. That's fine.
No!
It is. I mean, that's part of it, though, right? I mean, it's not too hard, but it's just like, this is something different, and it's a great opportunity.
It's different, great opportunity. It can, like, breaking news can really be hard on your mental health. I wouldn't say that was, the deciding factor.
No.
But it's like the it's thing the that mix. Was it was in the mix. But the thing that like made it hard was like I just love you guys and Cabin and
Enough. That's enough. I don't want
to. Well, if you think the toxic feedback to Cabin Radio is bad, just wait till we get to up here.
Oh my God. Okay, well, let's start it off. We're we got a few minutes left.
We might have to save the exit interview for tomorrow.
What? Yeah. But you won't be here tomorrow.
Brack, you coming in tomorrow?
I'll come in.
You're going to come in tomorrow?
We
got a lot
I'll
to get
in.
Into.
I mean, it's a big thing, and I think we've already got a couple comments that people like you on the show, so
That's nice.
They were both from my mom. But
love you, Gail.
My mom did send that message saying that we were all good together. Okay, well, if you want to come on tomorrow, I'm so happy to do that. We'll do PCPTP at 8:30, and we'll have you on at 8 for your exit interview.
All right.
Does that sound good?
Yeah. So that means I can sleep in like a couple 10 minutes later.
10 minutes later.
I'll take it.
10 minutes later.
Just before we go, my dog Finnegan is going to miss you. He's going to miss listening to you on the morning show. And he wanted to send out whatever your favorite Finnegan song is. We wanted to dedicate it to you this morning. So what of his incredible back album, what's your favorite Finnegan song?
I think maybe I do love his rendition of Bad Guy.
Yeah.
That's
The Bad Dog.
The Bad Dog.
Yep.
I like Wicked Game.
I don't know if I've only heard his rendition of Bad Guy. I haven't heard his other songs.
Play Wicked
you haven't heard his other songs?
Play Wicked
no.
Game.
Well, we'll just, you know, I'll play you the promo for his whole new album. I don't know if
he's got an album.
He's got a whole new album. Yeah.
Who's he signed with?
Well, it's just listen up. Here we go. Here's the whole promo.
The Bad Dog is back.
Duh.
Finnegan, the breakout artist of 2019, returns with his sophomore album, Finn. Featuring an all-star lineup of brand new collaborations, including Warren Zevon. Stone Magazine says Finn takes you on a musical journey and shows a side of the Bad Dog we've yet to see with a stripped down feel like on this Nirvana classic.
That was so perfect.
ME writes, a refined sound from a dog who at just 5 years of age has been through it all.
I never dreamed that I knew somebody
loved me. That's so good.
So good.
Finally, the Bad Dog meets the Hound Dog with Finnegan's long-awaited collaboration with the King himself.
Wise men say only fools rush in. Falling in love.
New album from Finnegan in stores now.
There you go.
That was so good.
There you go.
And the album title is spelled F-I-N, right?
F-I-N. Yes, of course. Yes.
This is the end of another phase of his
career. It might be his last.
Be his last album. Three easy payments of $9.99.
That's right.
Amazing. What a compilation. That
so
is your
good.
Send-off. Any requests for your song as we exit? I got Rolling Stone by Bob Dylan.
I like that.
You like that?
Rolling Stone gathers no moss.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Megan Brackenberry, thank you so much for joining us. Big shout out to Carrie Lynn Brackenberry, to my mom, and to all the fans of Brax. Megan Two Takes Brackenberry, Megan Brackenbutt, and hashtag Braxit. But we'll have you on for your exit interview.
Yes, yes.
So this is not a goodbye just yet.
Yeah. No, I will be back.
Right.
And I'm not dying. I'm just like...
I mean,
dead to Cavity.
You're dead to us. That's right. That's right. Okay, that's going to do it for Mornings in the Cabin for this morning. Thanks for dropping by. Thanks for hanging out with Megan and I and Lecter. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Always a pleasure to have you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. Check out more from the show at cabinradio.ca and by following the Mornings at the Cabin Facebook page.